Thomas Redd, Maren Morris, Craven U. The 5 o'clock AP News, ABC News is sponsored by Arthur's in Spring Green, the finest in casual dining since 1966, specializing in steaks and seafood.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. President Trump giving Russian President Putin an ultimatum. 10 days to get a peace deal with Ukraine, telling reporters aboard Air Force One headed back to Washington.
And then, you know, we're going to put on tariffs and stuff, and I don't know if it's going to affect Russia, because he wants to obviously probably keep the war going.
Mr. Trump announcing a plan with European nations to put food centers in Gaza. Israel would run them. When asked how soon they'd open, the president said, soon.
I think Israel wants to do it, and they'll be good at doing it. If they do it, and if they really want to do it, and I think they do, they'll do a good job.
The British Prime Minister says the UK will recognize a Palestinian state in September unless Israel agrees to a ceasefire. Israeli Foreign Ministry says that would be a gift to Hamas. Prices will go up next month on many items it makes, like Tide, Crest, Charmin, Tampax, and much more. Procter & Gamble citing U.S. tariffs on Chinese materials. This is ABC News. A longtime Chicago Cubs second baseman and Hall of Famer is being remembered at his death.
With 10 consecutive All-Star selections, 9 straight Golden Gloves, 7 Silver Sluggers, and the 1984 National League MVP, Baseball Commissioner Rob Manfred described Ryne Sandberg as a beloved figure throughout Major League Baseball. As for Sandberg, when he was inducted into the Baseball Hall of Fame 10 years ago, he said the team, in his case, the Chicago Cubs, should mean a lot more than any one player.
Because the name on the front is more, a lot more important than the name on the back.
Sandberg had been diagnosed with metastatic prostate cancer a year and a half ago. He was 60. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Home prices went up in 20 cities surveyed by the S&P Case-Shiller Index most recently in May, though they rose not as much as a year ago. Chilean officials say that they turned over 6 valuable watches stolen from the Canadian movie star Keanu Reeves and recovered in a police raid to the U.S. FBI. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Dive into the heart of Wisconsin flavor at Arthur's Supper Club in Spring Green. Fridays are all about the classic Wisconsin fish fry, but that's not all. On the first Saturdays of the month, savor an amazing all-you-can-eat prime rib. That's sure to satisfy your cravings. And here's something special. They're now serving certified Black Angus beef for the ultimate dining experience. Arthur's Supper Club, where every meal is a celebration. Bring your appetite and your friends to Arthur's Supper Club in Spring Green. Good food, good times, and great memories await.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
WRCO News is sponsored by Pine Valley Community Village. Make it your choice for senior living. And Leo Granzo Insurance Agency of Boscobel, your American Family Insurance agents, insurance designed with you in mind. Increasing clouds tonight, slight chance of showers towards morning with a low of 67, and overcast skies tomorrow with a widespread rain and a few thunderstorms by midday, heavy rain of a few inches possible with a high of 72, and showers ending tomorrow night, decreasing clouds late with a low of 55. And there is that air quality alert statewide currently in effect. And right now it is a hazy sunshine outside. Winds are out of the east northeast at 4 miles per hour. And our current temperature is 86 degrees.
This is Leah with Rooney & Associates, LLC of American Family Insurance. As your local insurance agent in the Boscobel and surrounding communities, our agency would love to see what we can do for you. We specialize in home, auto, umbrella, and life insurance. Give us a call, stop by our office in Boscobel, or visit our website at leahrooneyagency.com for your insurance needs today. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly with me, my team, and American Family Insurance.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Good evening. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. One person was killed in a two-vehicle crash. Late Monday afternoon at approximately 4:45, the Sauk County Dispatch Center was notified of a two-vehicle crash at the intersection of Schutte Road and Highway 33 in the town of Laval. Passerbys reported an SUV had struck a dump truck and both vehicles were on fire. Responding deputies arrived and learned the driver of the SUV was still in the vehicle. The Laval Fire Department arrived and extinguished the fire. The operator and lone occupant of the SUV, a 42-year-old male, was pronounced deceased at the scene. The operator of the dump truck was transported to the Reedsburg Area Medical Center for treatment. The name of the SUV operator is being withheld pending notification of family. The initial investigation shows the SUV was traveling west on Highway 33 and crossed the center line. The dump truck was traveling east. Both vehicles impacted at the intersection. The Sauk County Sheriff's Office was also assisted by the Reedsburg Fire Department, Wisconsin State Patrol, Sauk County Coroner's Office, and the Sauk County Highway Department. It was another fantastic day of support for GRACE, the Greater Richland Area Cancer Eliminations Radio Auction. Bo Hendricks has a wrap on today's auction.
It was another successful day today, and we made more than we did the day before, so we'll start things off with our first segment. That, we saw the Team Curesader specialty pies. They went for $150 to bidder 550. The next item was from the Opal Man. The sterling silver Australian opal pendant sold for $225 to bidder 235. Then it was the Royal Cleaning Christie's $50 gift card going for $70 to bidder 250. The Vitesnik Power Sports $100 gift certificate went for $100 to bidder 640. After that, Wilson Creek Pottery's donation of the two handmade clay pottery mugs and one sealed sugar keeper sold for $150 to bidder 240. In the next segment, the Diane Nautical Cheesecake sold for $150 to bidder 670. The Richland County VSO Vintage Cow Drink Bowl that was made into a spider, and that sold for $100 to bidder 550. The Old Northwest Timber and Habitat John Deere Yard Work Set for Kids, $75 to bidder 655. The Edward Jones Richland Locker gift card, that sold for $90 to bidder 280. The Dance Elite, two seats of bidder's choice for their performance, that went for $35 to bidder 665. At the 11 segment, the 11 o'clock to 11:30 segment, the Geraldine Colstead, the six dozen cinnamon rolls, that went for $250 to bidder 550. Wirtz Florin Home, their gift card went for $200 to bidder 170. The All-American Do-It Center Butterfly Chase Lounge, that went for $100 to bidder 395. The Polvey Farms Steak, that went for $165 to bidder 105. And Bindle Tyron Auto, their four-wheel drive alignment, $75 to bidder 235. Our final segment had the Baraboo Senior Citizen Organization donation of the dinner theater tickets. That sold for $85 to bidder 710. The Richland Center Auditorium, the three original seats, went for $200 to bidder 295. The Utter Brothers gift card sold for $30 to bidder 355. Troxel Farms Elusive Escape Rooms donation sold for $220 to bidder 125. The Oakwood Fruit Farm, three dozen donuts sold for $75 to bidder 690. Our two big items of the day, DJ's Quick Stop Badger football tickets sold for $125 to bidder 150. Jensen Casting's Fire Pit Bowl, it sold for $1,000 to bidder 185. Now, with the total, that was $3,670. On top of that, we had a $500 match from the Family Thrift Shop to bring our new total to $4,170 for day two. With the amount that we had today and taking into account yesterday's, our total raised is $7,975 after 2 days.
WRCO's annual Walk with Grace radio auction continues tomorrow to benefit Grace and the local cancer patients it supports, as well as to local health care and research. The first items up for auction between 10 and 10:30 are Richland Center Parks and Recreation Family Pool Pass to Woodman Aquatic Center for 2026 season, a $25 Christie's Sunnyside gift certificate, a $50 Richland Locker gift card donated by Edward Jones, an Alice Chalmers bike and hat donated by Carol Clark, and 1 pound of Jolene Newkirk's chocolate fudge. The 10:30 to 11 segment includes Bell Art Studio donation of the Jumping Bass 11 1/4 by 9 1/2 by 1 inch natural oil finish wall hanging that was hand scroll sawed from a piece of oak, a Team Crusader specialty pie, a 19 1/2 by 11 1/2 cutting board with walnut, cherry, and maple wood donated by David Crary, a $20 Richland Family Restaurant gift certificate, and metal art donated by David Sharp. The third segment from 11 to 11:30 will feature a Diane Nautical Raspberry Cheesecake, a Bucks Playoff Towel, two wristbands, cheese antlers, sunglasses, basketball bank, camo stocking hat, junior NBA t-shirt, and more donated by Pratt Funeral and Cremation. Elusive Escape Rooms in Wisconsin Dells for Four donated by Troxel Farms, 3 dozen donuts from Oakwood Fruit Farm, and Pizza Ranch certificate for one buffet a month for a year. The final segment on Wednesday from 11:30 to noon includes 2 adult passes for a 2.5-hour guided tour at Taliesin Preservation, a $75 Car Valley Cheese gift card donated by David and Lena Crary, a $15 gift certificate for Nate's Downtown, Pulvey Farms 20 pounds of ground beef in 1-pound packages, and 8 pounds of steak and an Utter Brothers $20 gift card. The two big items on Wednesday, which will be available to bid on for the full 2 hours, are Ace Hardware Wilmette 7-piece patio dining set, which includes 2 armchairs, 4 chairs, and 1 dining table, and from WRCO, 4 club-level seats to the Milwaukee Brewers game, Sunday, August 10th against the Mets, plus 2 Brewer shirts, Young Living sunblock, and a backpack. You can still register to bid. Call WRCO at 608-647-2111, then just tune in to 100.9 or WRCO.com to get into a bidding war, all for a good cause. Governor Tony Evers, together with the Wisconsin Department of Transportation, have announced the Village of Dickeyville in Grant County was awarded a $645,000 Transportation Economic Assistance Grant to assist in the redesign and modernization of Old Highway Road and the construction of an at-grade intersection along County Highway HH. The project will allow A.Y. McDonald Manufacturing Company to expand operations to Wisconsin, open a new brass foundry, and create 129 jobs. The Village of Dickeyville TEA grant will improve 2 access points for a new industrial park where the foundry will be located. The reconstruction of Old Highway Road will include widening the road to 36 feet and improvements to drainage. The second access point will involve a new intersection along County HH, widened to 56.5 feet, including the addition of turn lanes and bypass lanes. Combining these infrastructure improvements create a key transportation corridor, providing dual access to the new industrial park. A municipal or county unit of government must sponsor a TEA application. The project must have the local government's endorsement, and it must benefit the public. Students put their engineering skills to test in a flavorful way. The scent of freshly made waffles filled the air, not from a food truck, but from a solar-powered cooking station at Sesquicentennial Hall, designed and built by students. The demonstration was part of a culminating event for wind and solar system design, a senior-level technical elective offered to sustainable and renewable energy systems majors and minors, as well as mechanical engineering students at the University of Wisconsin-Platteville. Rather than just studying theory from textbooks, these students bring their calculations to life. Throughout the semester, they use clear sky radiation equations to calculate the sun's position and estimate the intensity of solar radiation. Then, using handheld tools and solar sensors, they measure actual solar angles and light intensity to confirm their predictions, and those calculations were powering a waffle iron. Dr. Zolper, who began as a mechanical engineering professor, was tapped to teach fundamentals of energy sources in 2019, and by 2023 he had taken the helm of Energy 4330. He notes that the smaller SRES class sizes allow for more hands-on experiences and field-based learning. The SRES curriculum offers a well-rounded approach to sustainability and energy. Students explore solar, wind, hydroelectric, and biomass technologies while also learning about energy conservation strategies like green building design, along with the policy and business aspects of the renewable energy industry. As the waffle irons sizzle under the sun, the SRES program is cooking up more than just breakfast. It is preparing the next generation of energy innovators. UW-Platteville is one of the only colleges with renewable energy programs in the United States. The program develops comprehensive skills to address solutions to technical, economic, and environmental challenges related to energy, efficiency, and renewable resource management.
Looking for a good career choice? Then check out these reasons for making Pine Valley Community Village your choice for a new job. Starting with reason number 3, flexibility and room to grow. Working around school schedules, helping with tuition, seeing someone grow in responsibility and compensation. Flexibility and room to grow. More reasons to make working at Pine Valley your choice for a new career. Pine Valley Community Village. Make it your choice for senior living. Log on pinevalleycommunity.org and click on careers.
Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Irene R. Joyce, 89, of Richland Center, died Friday at home following a 5-year battle with congestive heart failure. A funeral mass will be held Thursday at noon at St. Mary of the Assumption Catholic Church in Richland Center, with burial in the church cemetery. Friends may call at the church Thursday from 10 until the time of service at noon, with the rosary to be prayed at 9:30. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to St. Mary's Catholic Church, the Parish Council of Catholic Women at St. Mary's, Walk with Grace, or charity of one's choice. The Stafford Funeral Home in Richland Center is assisting the family with arrangements for Irene R. Joyce, 89, of Richland Center. Raymond E. Snorick, 78, of Ryo, formerly of Richland Center, died July 20th at Mariner Hospital in Madison. A funeral mass will be held Friday at 11 at St. Mary's Catholic Church in Partyville. Burial will be at St. Joseph's Catholic Cemetery in Ryo. Friends may call at the church Friday from 9 until the time of service at 11. Grass Funeral Service in Ryo is serving the family of Raymond E. Snorick, 78, of Ryo, formerly of Richland Center.
All About Pets is a service of Strang's. One call does it all.
For more than a century, Strang's has been a trusted name in serving Southwest Wisconsin with a steadfast commitment to helping people. At Strang's, their dedicated team takes immense pride in providing top-notch products from industry-leading brands such as Lennox, Water Furnace, NEC, Grundfos, A.O. Smith, and Westinghouse. Quality is their hallmark, and they strive to exceed expectations in every aspect. Whether you require heating, cooling, plumbing, electrical, or telecom services, one call to Strang's does it all. Their comprehensive solutions cater to both business and residential needs, ensuring that your comfort and satisfaction are the top priorities. Strang's has always been about people helping people. With a wealth of experience and knowledge, the team is committed to serving the community with the utmost dedication. Strang's, your trusted partner today and always.
The Okooch Mountain Humane Society is pleased to announce this year's OMHS Rummage Romp will be held at the Richland Center Community Center Saturday, October 11th. Now that's still a little more than 2 months away, but it's never too early to start setting aside and pricing items for this sale. Meanwhile, in addition to items to sell, volunteers are also needed to help with both the setup, which will be Friday afternoon, October 10th, and the cleanup after the sale. To volunteer to help, or if you have any questions about this year's Rummage Romp, call Linda at 608-475-4195 or email Linda at critterpaws2013@gmail.com. All About Pets is a service of Strang's, highlighting the importance of pets and responsible pet ownership. WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good evening. This is meteorologist Brittany Merlot for WRCO. Well, it's one thing or the other. It's either rain and thunderstorms or wildfire smoke, isn't it? Yep. The air quality alert back in effect for the entire state as the wind blows from Canada. Out of the northwest, 5 to 10 miles per hour now. It'll be pretty light overnight, but that won't stop it from sneaking in. We're also looking at clouds starting to increase as well, with a slight chance of showers towards early tomorrow morning. This means tomorrow it'll be overcast with widespread rain and a few thunderstorms, especially likely by midday. They look to ramp up into the evening, and some could be heavy, with a few inches of rain possible. Winds will be out of the northeast at about 10 to 15 miles per hour, keeping us cooler with highs only in the low 70s. It'll feel pretty refreshing. The rain does wind down by tomorrow night. Clouds decrease overnight. Lows drop comfortable, kind of crisp. I'd open up the windows, shut off the AC, with lows of about 55 degrees. Then on Thursday, we stay sunny and nice, only reaching the upper 70s. We hold that for Friday, too. Sunny and comfortable as a major high-pressure system stays in place, blocks all of the systems, and shifts the jet stream further to the south, shoving all of the rain in the systems away from us. Highs on Friday, flirting with 80 degrees, and on Saturday, tapping the low 80s. More mild, but still beautiful. Blue skies are expected and no rain in the forecast for the entire weekend. Sunday, another pleasant day, partly cloudy skies, so a few more clouds out there compared to Saturday, but temperatures pushed on repeat, still at about 80. Monday, this is when the mugginess starts to seep back in, becoming more humid, mixed skies, and a small chance of showers at night on Monday. Highs still, though, at about 80 degrees. So yes, we have made it officially through the heat wave. As temperatures cool tonight, it's in the rearview mirror. Make some outdoor plans for this weekend. It's picture perfect. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot for WRCO.
Many people have a special dream of building a home perfect for them and their family. Dreams are a wonderful thing, but when you are ready to make that dream come true, look to the Richland County Bank. The experienced lenders at Richland County Bank can help you turn your blueprints into a construction plan and building schedule. The team will create a customized loan for the construction of your primary or even a second home. When you're in the midst of a building project, you have a lot to think about. That's why a Richland County Bank construction loan is so nice. It's a convenient loan that will cover the construction of the home and then provide options for permanent financing with a wide variety of loan terms. No wonder a Richland County Bank construction loan is at the foundation of so many new homes throughout the area. Put your dreams in motion with the help of Richland County Bank, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender.
Currently in Richland Center, it is mostly sunny and hazy with a temperature of 84 degrees after a high today of 87 and a low of 67. Yesterday's high was 92 when we received 1/100th of an inch of rain. Record high set back in 1916 is 101 degrees with a record low of 44 set back in 1965. Last year's high was 85 with a low of 67. Sunset will take place tonight at 8:27 and sunrise tomorrow morning will be at 5:49. The winds are out of the west at 3 miles per hour. Our barometric reading is 30.12 and we received 1/10 of an inch of rain so far today. Once again, our current temperature is 84 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
WRCO Sports is sponsored this evening by Schwartz Insurance, your Wilson Mutual Insurance Agency, and Lakes Gas Company, a dedicated professional supplier of propane. Church League softball action is taking place this evening, and actually it's the wrap-up of the regular season being played tonight. And on the East Diamond at 7, it'll be Knights of Columbus versus the Mission. Grace will umpire. At 8:15, Baptist Temple 1 will take on Grace Community. The Mission will umpire. On the West Diamond, Free Methodist will be facing the Nazarenes. And St. Mary's will umpire. And also on the West Diamond at 8:15, Baptist Temple 2 will take on St. Mary's Free Methodist. Baptist Temple 2 will take on St. Mary's, and Free Methodist will umpire. Boscobel Assembly of God will have a bye. And just to let you know, the 2025 Church League Tournament begins next Tuesday evening. The Cubs jumped out in front with three runs in the first, but Milwaukee scored four times in the bottom of the third and led the rest of the way. And that happened yesterday evening. The first battle between the National League Central Division leaders was won by the Brewers by a score of 8-4. Sal Frelick, Christian Yelich, and Andrew Vaughn hit homers, and Nick Mears picked up the pitching win in relief. Quinn Priester starts the second game of the series tonight at American Family Field, and for the Cubs on the mound will be former Brewer Colin Ray. First pitch for that contest will be at 6:40, and you'll be able to hear the broadcast of that game on WRCE 107.7 and AM 1450, with the pregame starting at around 6:05. Brewers rookie sensation Jacob Mizorowski found out last night that it's not always smooth sailing on the mound in the major leagues. Sporting a 3-0 record with a 0.56 ERA in three starts at American Family Field since making his major league debut on June 12th, Mizorowski had a forgettable first inning against the Chicago Cubs with first place on the line in the NL Central in front of a sellout home crowd. After the troublesome first, Mizorowski settled down and retired 10 consecutive batters while throwing 40 pitches over the next three innings as the Brewers' offense erupted for four runs in the third to take a lead they wouldn't relinquish en route to their 8-4 victory. The Brewers have traded one of their minor league prospects to Tampa Bay for catcher Danny Jansen. The deal was announced today. Milwaukee's starting catcher William Contreras has seen his normally productive offense fall off as he deals with a fractured finger. Jansen is a graduate of Appleton West High School. The Brewers sent infielder Jadier Arnamo to the Rays as part of the transaction. Milwaukee Brewers hitting coach Al LaBeouf has returned to the team after leaving earlier this month to have surgery for prostate cancer. LaBeouf is the pitching coach, is coaching in the majors for the first time this year. The Brewers named him lead hitting coach last October after he'd worked as a hitting coach in AAA the previous six seasons. Since 1959, Lakes Gas has been serving customers all over America's great Midwest with reliable propane services and great prices. From residential to commercial, 20-pound barbecue cylinders to large bulk tanks, Lakes Gas is a dedicated professional supplier of propane. They make propane services simple and customer-friendly with available automatic scheduled propane deliveries and online payment, plus after-hours assistance and on weekends for urgent deliveries during crisis situations. Let Lakes Gas Company keep your family warm and business running. Call 647-7034.
What do you look for in an insurance agency? Is it service or premium or both? Those are two good reasons to call Schwartz Insurance for your insurance protection. With Schwartz Insurance, you'll have a local person to help you find the right coverage for your agribusiness, personal, and business insurance, and a local person to answer any questions and help you deal with any issues that may arise. Schwartz Insurance and Wilson Mutual Insurance want you to be sure you have the best protection at the best cost. Call 647-8891 for peace of mind insurance protection.
The start of the 2025 college football season is a month away for the Badgers, and they start fall practice today. Media Day was held yesterday. A lot of the early focus is on new offensive coordinator Jeff Grimes. Some time will be spent just getting to know one another, with 20 transfers joining the UW program. Year three under head coach Luke Fickle is important for his job security. Wisconsin didn't qualify for a bowl game last season for the first time since 2001. Veteran lineman Elgin Jenkins says he can be a great NFL center, even though he didn't get the new contract he wanted for switching positions. Jenkins also forfeited a $500,000 workout bonus for skipping the team's offseason program. ESPN reports Jenkins' final request was for more guaranteed money, but the team didn't budge on that either. Jenkins says he is focused on being the best player he can be right now. And former Green Bay Packers receiver Sterling Sharp will join his younger brother Shannon Sharp in the Pro Football Hall of Fame on Saturday. The elder Sharp had an outstanding seven-year NFL career that was cut short by a neck injury at age 29 after he led the league in receptions three times. He was named first-team All-Pro three times and earned five Pro Bowl berths in his career that followed a stellar stint at South Carolina. The Sharps are the first pair of brothers to be enshrined in Canton. WRCO Sports has been sponsored by Lakes Gas Company, serving customers all over America's great Midwest with reliable propane services and great prices since 1959. And Schwartz Insurance, providing you the most complete insurance protection with the most competitive rates. For WRCO Sports, I'm Tim Thede.
Since 1974, Templin AgriBuilders has been your trusted partner for barn remodeling, machine sheds, calf and cattle housing, garages, and homes. From farm and commercial buildings to residential projects, the Templin crew delivers top-quality pole buildings, siding, roofing, and cement work. Get it done right, get it done local. Call 585-3101 today for a free estimate. Templin AgriBuilders, building excellence one project at a time.
Summer means cookouts, vacations, and backyard ball games. But in the middle of all the fun, don't forget to call Meyer Oil and LP for your summer propane fill. Now's the time to take advantage of lower seasonal prices. If you're thinking about switching fuel providers, give Meyer Oil and LP a call. They offer reliable service, flexible delivery, and competitive pricing you can count on. Proudly serving the area at 608-524-3914. Fuel your summer the smart way. The 22nd annual Walk with Grace will be Friday, August 8th at Kruska Park and Richland Center. And someone will win
a new car!
Yes, you could drive away in a brand new 2025 Chevy Trax, valued at over $24,000. Get your raffle tickets now, just $20 each or six for $100. Buy from any Walk with Grace team or stop by the Grace office above Royal Bank, open Tuesdays and Thursdays from 11 until 3. Call 608-604-8255. Support a great cause and win big, a new car with Grace.
Wilkinson Auctions' huge summer auction is Thursday, August 7th at the Muscadet Auction Yard. This auction features a huge load of construction equipment, farm equipment, trucks, trailers, and some smaller hand tools and support equipment. We're taking consignments until Monday, August 4th, so get your equipment to Muscadet today. This is a live auction with online bidding available. Wilkinson Auctions' huge summer auction, Thursday, August 7th at the Muscadet Auction Yard. More info at wilkinsonauctions.com.
This farm news and market update from WRCO Radio and Brownfield is sponsored in part by Richards Insurance, your certified farm specialist serving Southwest Wisconsin since 1933. With offices in Ithaca and Reedsburg, for your farm insurance needs, call Richards Insurance.
Cattle were higher Tuesday. Hogs, corn, and soybeans finished lower. I'm John Perkins with the Brownfield Market Update. When it comes to short-stature corn, it all started with Stein. For decades, they've been focused on unique hybrids that deliver top yields. Stein invented short-stature corn, then they perfected it. Stein has yield. Soybeans were lower. The USDA's national crop rating improved over the past week, and development is running very close to normal. The trade is waiting for news out of talks with China this week. August beans were down 7 at 981 and 3 quarters. September was 3 lower at 989 and a half. August soybean meal was down $3.20 at $261.70. August soybean oil was up 99 points at $57.54. Corn was lower. The U.S. corn rating dipped but remains at high levels, and weather looks favorable in much of the region. While demand is solid, there could be more export competition very soon out of South America. September corn is 4.5 lower at 389 and a quarter, and December was down 3 at 411. And wheat was lower. The winter wheat harvest is close to wrapping up in some key production states, and Minneapolis is assessing possible damage to spring wheat after some recent storms. September Chicago is down 8.75 at 529.75. September Kansas City wheat was down 7.5 at 518.5. The September Minneapolis contract was 4 cents lower at 577.5. Live and feeder cattle were higher, had a widespread direct cash cattle business. Megan Grebner is going to have more on that in just a moment. August live was up 185 at 229.72, and October was $1.67 higher at 226.45. With a little bit of extra help from that lower moving corn, August feeders were up 267 at 336.20. September feeder cattle were 252 higher at 337.07. And hogs were lower on these steady to lower cash business during the session and questions about demand. August was down 127 at 107.25, and October was 215 lower at 88.72. Megan Grebner has that full look at cash livestock after this.
Do you know a veteran in need? Nation's Finest, through the VA's Supportive Services for Veteran Families program, helps veterans and their families struggling with rent, employment, and other housing-related costs. Today, Nation's Finest operates more than 30 locations in California, Arizona, and Nevada, helping thousands of veterans every year. Visit nationsfinest.org or call 1-833-468-9676. That's 1-833-468-9676.
Ever lose your keys? Is that normal aging, dementia, or something else? Fear often stops us from asking for a simple checkup from the neck up. Knowing your numbers, blood pressure, blood sugar, and cholesterol are common, but your cognitive numbers are also important. Request our free guide. It's filled with tips for better brain health, facts about dementia, and much more. Go to 1-800-DEMENTIA.org or call 1-800-DEMENTIA. Your brain will thank you.
Cash cattle trade activity was quiet again Tuesday. A few early asking prices did surface in parts of the South at $235 plus live, while they weren't established in the North. Bids were non-existent. Significant trade volume isn't expected to develop before sometime Thursday or Friday. Box beef closed sharply lower with light demand for moderate off ranks. Choice down 354 at 364.19. Select was 437 lower at 342.48. Estimated cattle slaughter was 113,000 head. Cash hogs ended the day mixed with a solid negotiated run. Barrows and gilts at the National Daily Direct were up 79 cents with a weighted average of 112.14. No comparison at the Iowa Minnesota, but a weighted average of 111.95, and the Western Corn Belt was down 8 cents with a weighted average of 112.24. Pork values closed lower, down 244 at 115.85. Bellies, picnics, and loins were all sharply lower, and estimated hog slaughter was 460,000 head. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
When you come to the Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative, you'll find a variety of durable American-made Tartar farm and ranch products. Be it gates, panels, waterers, hay and grain feeding equipment, compact tractor equipment, ATV, UTV equipment, or other items that'll work as hard as you do, you'll find them at Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative. For 69 years, the Tartar folks have been making sturdy, hardworking equipment for America's farmers. If you want rugged quality equipment, you want Tartar brand, and it's at Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative, 300 South Walnut Street. Tartar, working harder for farmers since 1945.
Wisconsin's forest landowners cut timber from their land for a variety of reasons. The timber is mature. Some plan a harvest as part of their management plan. For others, the harvest may be a salvage operation in response to an unexpected natural disaster, such as a fire or windstorm. Landowners have trusted Meister Log & Lumber since 1936. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log & Lumber at 608-434-4413 today.
I'm Brent Barnett on Brownfield. Deputy Ag Secretary Stephen Vaden will take questions on USDA's proposed reorganization from the U.S. Senate Ag Committee on Wednesday. Former Undersecretary Robert Bonney tells Brownfield there are a few unanswered questions.
Have farm groups been consulted? Have forestry and nutrition and rural development groups been consulted? And I don't believe they have.
More news is next.
Knowledge is power, especially as livestock producers navigate unprecedented volatility in the markets. Hi, I'm Megan Grebner, host of Brownfield's weekly livestock market update. Each week, we check in with our expert ag economists to find out what's driving the markets and how it impacts your operations. While no one can guarantee your profitability, we can provide insight and data to make better, more informed decisions for your operation. Tune in to the weekly livestock market update each week on Brownfield.
I've always loved space in football. Growing up, some people told me I had to choose. But here's the deal. You can be great at more than one thing. And getting involved in STEM opens up your world to a universe of opportunities in life. This is my science. Get inspired and get involved today. There are STEM programs and science centers available in your community, so be sure to check out spaceforall.us to learn more and get started. This is my time. Find your place in space. This is my time. Space for all.
Farmer in northeastern Iowa says most of his crops are in excellent condition after narrowly missing this week's severe weather. Matt Haft raises corn and soybeans in Floyd County and says there's been plenty of moisture.
The last two nights we've had anywhere from 2 to 4 to 5 inches in areas. It's really, really scattered. It kind of depends on where you're going. Lots of wind the last two nights. And last week we had a ton of rain. We had the same last week, anywhere from 2 to 5 inches, depending on where you're at.
A plant pathologist says growers need to be making white mold management decisions as soybeans begin to set pods. Michigan State University's Marty Chilvers tells Brownfield,
we need to be proactive, and if we are going to make an application, that really needs to be made between that R1 to R3 growth stage. And we're getting close to the end of that R3 growth stage, so it's really important just to be aware of where your crop is at.
More news online at brownfieldagnews.com. I'm Brent Barnett.
I'm Larry Lee with Managing for Profit on Brownfield. As July ends, some crop diseases are just getting started, so farmers will need to scout fields and know what to look for as they try to save yields. Bill Verbaten from FMC has observations and some advice for producers next on today's Managing for Profit on Brownfield.
You're invited to Clinton Farms in Bear Creek for this year's Wisconsin Farm Technology Days. We are celebrating generations of progress. This year's event features the chance to explore cutting-edge equipment and innovative technology, taking a glimpse into the next generation of agriculture. There are also scheduled dairy tours, field demonstrations, hundreds of industry booths, and great family entertainment of all kinds. Mark your calendars August 5th through the 7th and bring the whole family to this year's event. For more information, visit wifarmtechdays.org.
Content is king, especially content created and delivered by a trusted source. For more than 50 years, Brownfield has provided news and ag information to farmers. Brownfield's team of a dozen award-winning ag broadcasters works together to provide local and regional coverage, as well as national and international news and information, making Brownfield a household name for farmers. Thank you for listening.
Bill Verbaten joins us from FMC. Foliar disease has held off for a while, but now you're seeing tar spot and other diseases and getting reports about disease from other farmers.
The corn hit tassel a good week and a half ago, and a lot of those last-minute fungicide decisions are happening as we speak. And we've had a lot more water this year than we've had in some previous years, and that's really driving a lot of disease development and concerns for future development across the Midwest. Tar spot is and has been public enemy number one since 2018. If you remember, back then we had a real cold June, and you know this year had kind of an extended spring. So there's some concern that some of those early cool spells are driving some early development of tar spot. But if you actually look at the university's prediction software, their tar spotter, there's actually elevated risk all the way up to northern Wisconsin at the moment. And really, this happens when you have those three pieces of the triangle coming together as they speak. We grow plenty of corn. We know there's plenty of tar spot out there. It's really the high levels of moisture and having a few cool spells is driving tar spot. But gray leaf is also cropping its head up. Historically, it's been more of a disease in southern Wisconsin and kind of the river valleys, you get over toward the Great Lakes, areas that are always wet. But southern rust has even been reaching farther north earlier than it has in past years. There's been alerts coming into Iowa and some parts of Illinois already. So, I mean, whether it's one of those three or northern corn leaf blight, growers really need to be thinking about a fungicide on at least some of their acres.
Is there a simple fungicide solution, or are we looking at several different possible chemicals depending on which one you're tackling?
Well, with disease management, it's one of those we want to pull every tool in the box. Generally, growers that have a more robust rotation, even corn and beans instead of straight corn for years on end, or, you know, our dairymen tend to get the alfalfa in there. That's a great foundation piece. Obviously, a grower should work with their local seed experts to get the best genetics resistance they can, but some newer diseases like tar spot, they really haven't pinned that down yet. That's a real hard one to, you know, get much help from the seed, even though they've seen it And so at the end of the day, I mean, growers, a number of them made a fungicide decision up front or at side dress if they ran our Xyway fungicide. We've had that on the market for a few years. But there's still opportunity to get out there with, whether it's our line of fungicides or somebody else's. There's a lot of options for folks.
That's Bill Bervaton, and I'm Larry Lee with Managing for Profit on Brownfield.
Runaway June with New Kind of Emotion on Country and Community. Good evening. I'm Tim Thede. I'll be here till 8 o'clock this evening. I'll be bringing you some great music and information. And right now, it's kind of a hazy, mostly sunny sky outside, and our temperature is 83 degrees according to the Wurtz floor and home thermometer. But it does feel like 91 with that heat index of 88. So it is still a little warmer out there. Tonight sounds like it's going to be pretty nice. It's supposed to get down to 67 tonight, and we're only supposed to get up to 72 tomorrow. So yeah, but there is going to be a lot of rain, maybe some heavy rain as well. They're saying a few inches possible, so hopefully it's not too many. So be prepared for that. And also, if we do get a lot of rain, if you're out and about driving around, then you come upon a roadway that's covered in water, don't try driving through. Turn around. Don't drown. But we have that hazy sunshine because of that wildfire smoke from Canada. Tell you what, for the past couple years at least, and that wildfire smoke has really put a damper on these summer days and same scenario today. And we do have that air quality alert statewide until noon on Thursday. So got another day, a couple of it, and that doesn't mean it's going to disappear suddenly. It'll probably be a little lighter, but the worst of it is going on now. So be cautious if you have to go outside. If you can't take the smoke or if you've got health issues, best is to either remain indoors or maybe wear a mask or do something so that you don't inhale that smoke. And the Walk with Grace auction, man, another great day today. Day two of the auction. Made over $44,000, around $4,100. So the two-day total is a little over $7,000. So thank you to all the bidders and to everyone that had donated the items for the auction. Three more days, so have some more money. I told Bo, I said, hopefully we'll hit over $5,000 tomorrow. And he's like, cross his fingers, so we'll see what happens. But yeah, great day, and thanks again for everyone for your bids. And if you still want to be a bidder and need a number, you can call us here at the station at 647-2111. I'll be here till 8 o'clock tonight, or you can call tomorrow morning and get your number then. And yeah, then if you get your number, you can bid on whatever you want to. Makes it easier to find out who our winners are. And speaking of Walk with Grace teams who have calendar raffle tickets they are not selling are asked to turn them in as soon as possible. There are a number of teams in need of tickets, and there are not any left at the Grace office. If you have tickets you are not using, please call the Grace office at 608-604-8255. Arrangements can be made to pick them up from you and deliver them to the teams in need.
If you're looking for fresh, local, and delicious, the Richland Area Farmers Market is back tomorrow in the large grassy area on the corner of Orange and Court Streets, right across from Center Pharmacy and Quick Trip. Market hours are 1:30 until 5:30 or 6, depending on the vendor. Vendors begin promptly at 1:30, no early sales. This high-quality food and fresh flower market features salad greens, garlic, tomatoes, green beans, potatoes, squash, baked goods, maple syrup, meats to order, eggs, teas, and so much more. Food share, EBT, SNAP, and Quest cards are welcome. And thanks to a grant from the Richland County Medical Society, shoppers can double their benefits up to $10 every week with bonus bucks. Good for fruits, veggies, and herbs. There's also a youth food token program. And don't forget to bring your boomerang bags for a reward coupon. Visit RichlandAreaFarmersMarket.org for updates and photos. And keep an eye out for George. Last week he was hiding in a pile of cabbage.
Attention farmers and folks in need of quality supplies. Engine Creek Farm Store has got you covered. Located at 11678 Yuba Drive, Hillsboro, Wisconsin, Engine Creek Farm Store is your local oasis for all things farm and machinery supplies. From essential tools to supplies that keep your farm running smoothly, they've got it all. And guess what? Engine Creek Farm Store goes beyond the farm. You can also pick up some rugged clothes and boots for those hardworking days. Give them a call at 608-528-4001.
The 22nd annual Walk with Grace will be Friday, August 8th at Kruska Park in Richland Center. And someone will win
a new car!
Yes, you could drive away in a brand new 2025 Chevy Trax, valued at over $24,000. Get your raffle tickets now, just $20 each or six for $100. Buy from any Walk with Grace team or stop by the Grace office above Royal Bank, open Tuesdays and Thursdays from 11 until 3. Call 608-604-8255. Support a great cause and win big, a new car with Grace.
Don't miss the fun at the Two-Cylinder Tractor Show this coming weekend near Boscobel. Watch live field demonstrations of corn, explore vintage tractors, shop the flea market, treat the kids to a corn dig, money hunt, crafts, and more. Enjoy great food and join Simply Country Cowboy Church Sunday morning at 9 a.m. It's free, family-friendly entertainment. Just off Highway 133 at 17804 Prairie du Bay Road. Call 485-1623 for more information.
Richland Center's National Night Out 2025 is at a new location this year.
Join us Tuesday night, August 5th from 5 to 8 p.m. at the Richland County Fairgrounds.
National Night Out is an event that happens every year on the first Tuesday of August, promoting community partnerships with police and first responders.
There will be a canine 5K
and a chance to meet our area canines
Teddy, Lucy, Raven, and Aaron.
Try one more time.
Teddy, Lizzie, Raven, and A-Rod.
There's going to be food, live music, bouncy houses, first responder vehicles and demos, vendor booths for local organizations, and fun for the whole family.
And Town Taxi will provide free transportation for anyone young and old, wheelchair or not, that wants to go.
K95K registration starts at 4:30 with the run walk starting at 5:30. For additional information, check out the Richland Center Police Department Facebook page. And for transportation arrangements for groups or individuals, call Town Taxi at 608-647-3114.
National Night Out 2025. Promoting police and community partnerships.
Tuesday, August 5th from 5 to 8 p.m.
at the Richland County Fairgrounds.
Pappas Trading Post in Arena is Southern Wisconsin's number one Matthews and Mission Bow retailer. Pappas Trading Post offers you a team of experienced professionals ready to help you get the perfect new bow, crossbow, arrows, or accessories for the season. Pappas team can also tune up your current bow for peak performance when it matters most. And they have a 40-yard indoor range to sharpen your aim. Visit Pappas Trading Post, 2 miles west of Arena on the corner of Highway 14 and H.
Open Monday through Friday, 10 to 6, Saturday 9 to 5.
WRCO 100.9. I was walking in Chicago by a Wrigleyville bar. Caught a scent of your perfume when I heard dancing in the dark. Now I'm just trying to get through. These songs are about you. I was picking up a bottle at the neighborhood store. I heard I can't make you love me, and I about ran back out the door. Too soon, I'm just trying to get through. These songs are about you. Sometimes it made me dance, sometimes it made me cry. Sometimes it made me wish that I never said goodbye. Now I'm just trying to get through. These songs about you. I was lost in a green eye, finally went on a date. Oh, I thought I might be moving on till I heard Brown Eyed Girl play. Back to just trying to get through. These songs about you. Cause sometimes it made me dance, sometimes it made me cry, sometimes it made me wish that I never said goodbye. Now I'm just trying to get through. These songs about all the lonely nights, the break of makeup fights, the what the hell am I doing songs about you.
sell our freedom. Malibu wants to kiss or leaving. You were the driver, I was the reason. There was mascara on his shirt. If I'd have known where that left turn was leading, you'd have seen me running in a rear view. Like you tied my heart to your car, turn the key in 3, 2, 1. Take it back.